safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio, man. We in here, man. What's happening? Good way to get this thing started, man, as quickly as possible. You feel me?
Hold on. What's my background music? My background music.
Okay. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 34. Is it L? Detail. Well, shit ain't rock science over here, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get ready to give these artists a chance to get in rotation here on the show at K100 and their radio. That's what this is all about. This is Illa Kill to Any Music Review, K100's own way of showing love and giving back to the independent artists, the movement, the underground, which is where we came from. It's real simple. Basically, people send us their music into the show. You can do that by sending it to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com, all right? Artists send us in our music from all over the nation. Trust me, if you listen to some of the past episodes, you'll know that people from all over the country, you know, send music into the show. We're based out of Atlanta, Georgia, so, of course, we're going to have more Atlanta, you know, Atlanta artists that know about the show because we advertise in the streets here, not just online. So we do have a lot of Atlanta artists, but we balance it out with the rotation and also with the people who actually get played on the show for Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? So I know people, I heard one or two people allude to I play one type of music. Fuck all that. That's just totally not true. I know that person has never listened to a Subway episode, and they never even listened to Illa Kill either. You know what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact that's just... I have to argue with you. I can just tell you, just go back and listen to the show. And there's nothing else to talk about at that point. But we do get a lot of submissions from local talent because we're in the clubs and we promote here and we got a lot of stuff going on here locally. But this show is internet radio and it's all about exposing artists from all over the country. And what we try to do here is give artists a great platform for free. For free. I'm probably one of the only internet shows that's as popular as I am that don't charge. You know, but I don't charge artists because I want to get the artists. I want to get them in here because I know every artist, every talented person doesn't have money. Now, don't get me wrong. You need money to succeed. That's Indie 101. Take money to make money in the music industry, in any industry. I don't give a fuck what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, we try to make it the way we, I guess, quote unquote, get compensated. Is we just require the artists to call into the show, tune into the show, and we want them to tweet the show out, you know. Even if they do pass Illa Kill and they get into rotation on the Subway, you know, the artists who really, really go hard and say, yo, check out Fuck With K100, blah, blah, we play them, we lean towards playing their music a little more if it's good. If it's on par with some of the other great music, then you've got two great songs. Well, I got two great songs right here that I want to get ready to play for the Subway in rotation. And I got this song, I played it a week ago. This song I played a week ago. But this guy's always on Twitter talking about K100. Guess who wins? And that's really what it is. It's not about because we don't charge. You know, we don't charge a monthly fee. We won't even charge you a submission fee. You know what I'm saying? All we do is just take the music and we let the people decide, you know, what gets into rotation. Every song that's in rotation on the Subway, I don't like. But that's the beauty of it. Illa Kill is kind of sort of democracy. But what we do is we play it. And all we ask people on the phone lines to do is just give us the honest feedback. No hate, you know what I'm saying? Last week, people were accused of hating on the last Illa Kill because they didn't like auto-tune. So because they said they didn't like auto-tune, they was killing everything with auto-tune. So happened is someone felt the way about that. Someone felt like, look, you can't have people on here that just because they don't like auto-tune, they killing my song because it's got auto-tune on it, because, well, they like auto-tune in Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no problems with auto-tune or turn up. That's what they turn up. You know what I'm saying? So, but if at the end of the day, what we want to do here at Illa Kill is, if you don't like it, just kill it. You don't have to make excuses because since I'm not my vote doesn't count and I'm not able to vote, I can just give my opinion about what I feel about a song, but it doesn't count towards the vote tally about whether or not it gets put into rotation as far as getting on the subway. But I will give my opinion on the song. And so people last weekend, you know, a little back and forth with some of the callers about some of the songs that had auto-tune on the hook. And it's not that I'm anti-auto-tune. It just has to make sense. And if it sounds good, it sounds good. But sometimes, you feel me, we just got people sending us all kind of shit. Like last week we only had 3 people get ill, then we had 6-7 kills. But people been sending me some bullshit. It wasn't an auto-tune. It was because the whole complete song was garbage, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't mixed right. It was obviously not mastered, and I could tell when the song's not mastered. It definitely on this show. And it was just whack. And so the auto-tune was just the icing on the cake, I guess. But look, this is not the anti-auto-tune station. I'm frankly, personally sick and tired of it myself personally. But if you listen to the subway, you will hear at least, I think last night on the subway, I played about 3 songs that had auto-tune on the hook. You know what I mean? So I'm not the anti-auto-tune station over here at K100. It's not what it's about. It's simply that, you know, we've heard it all before. Originality, people that listen to the show, they're big on originality. So if you come with an auto-tune on the hook and it's like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Another auto-tune, I mean, the person listening and the caller, you know, maybe you should take that into consideration when you're doing it. And somebody tried to tell me on the show, auto-tune is like a plug-in. It's like compression and EQ. Get the fuck out of here. No, the fuck it's not. I'm not letting that fly on the show, but this is not the anti-auto-tune station. So if your song has auto-tune, that is not a reason to kill it. But if a person don't like the song, they just don't fucking like it. Okay, let's get into it. S. Gambino, Dougie F. Bueller, I can't even say that name, Mancini, I think so. Drummer Boy Cartel, Pyrex Pacino, I think. Kobe Cordell, Duke Gutter, Coda Flow, Slim Vegas, 4, Dumbway Click, Young Damon, Forbidden, Ronnie Run, Slime Baller, Be Unique. Those are some people who sent music in since last week, and we still have, like, I lost this fucking sheet, but I had like 4 people from last week who said they was on the line. I got to make sure I get everybody from last week. So let me go ahead and open up the phone lines, and then we'll go ahead and start the music. Let me see who's checking in real quick, first of all. Hold on, let me get a pen. I fucked that up. They claim I messed it up last week. You know, people was on the phone line. Hey, they get played. But we all know who fought it was. It's never my fault, fucker. All right. I'm just playing. I can be wrong. 229, what up, though? Who's this?
Yo, this Wes, your boy from Forbidden Miss, you know what I'm saying? I hit y'all up on the K100 at Gmail, you know what I mean?
All right, Forbidden, right? Name of the joint is I Remember, right?
No. The name of the joint I sent you was What You Waiting For.
What You Waiting For? What You Waiting For? Forbidden checking in. What's up? I got you. Yeah, my bad. My hand is, I got
it. No doubt. You good, son. You good.
Got it. All right, you guys going to be up first. Stand by. All right?
All right.
856, Bless Child. You on the line with me, homie?
Yeah.
All right, homie. Stand by. 843-696. Who this? 843-696. Carolina. Next up. 864-357. Who this?
That's me right here.
Oh, that's you right there. What up, homie? Who this?
What's good? We Young Prodigy.
Who this is now?
Young Prodigy.
Young Prodigy.
Notification about your K100, the Illa
okay.
Kill.
All right, Young Prodigy, you sending me music in?
Man, I got a lot of music I can send in. I just need an email address to send it to.
Oh, okay. Well, you can send the music to K100 Radio, the letter K, the number 100 Radio, @gmail.com. Send it to that.
All right, I got you.
All right.
I'm sending, can't stop me.
All right.
Yo, it's Siobhan J.
Siobhan J, what up, homie? I got you loaded up. Make sure, matter of fact, you'll be definitely be second after Forbidden. They was on the line first. Sean, I got you, homie. Hold on a second. Make sure I got that song loaded up because you was here last week. And
yeah, I got two of them. So I want to. I mean, which one you got?
I only got one. Siobhan J, I got what's it gonna be? That's the joint
we got
right now.
That's it.
Siobhan J, you gonna be second after Forbidden, homie. Stand by. All right.
All right. Tenfold.
All right. If you're on the phone lines, real quick, just a quick note, you guys. You got to make sure that you press the number one. If you listen to the little computer lady when she first come on, make sure you press the number one. So, especially if you're an artist, so I know that you're on the line, so I can play your song in that order. Because I try to play the artists who are actually on the phone lines first. Then I just start playing the people in the order that I uploaded it. All right. But artists jump to the front of the line when they're on the phone line. So if you're on the lines right now, make sure you press the number one on the keypad. We got about 16 people on the phone lines. So many area codes. I don't know who everybody is. So just if you are, or if you're his manager or whatever, you know, or you calling, you want to represent for him, just make sure you hit the number one, and I'll come down to your phone line and check in, and we'll go ahead and make sure you guys get played first, all right? Because we never have enough time to play everybody, so we take it. That's only fair. If they participate in the show, we make sure we get to them first. All right. So first up, we got Forbidden. All right. New joint they sent me, and we're trying to see what's popping, man. You already know. All the artists who get more ills than kills from the callers tonight, everybody's giving their honest opinion about feedback. No one's hating. It's just what they feel about the record. They like it or they don't. You can put into rotation on the subway. Bada boom, bada bang. Not hard. That's the all indie music mix. Oh, and we go in. And then all you got to do is go back to the show. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, chainlessentertainment.com. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Over 60,000 downloads and plays over there. Ain't a man. So, you know what I'm saying? Go over there and check us out, and you can listen to some of the other ones, and you can see what you're up against, man, because people be getting killed, and they be like, man, I don't know. And have you ever listened to Subway and listened to how good some of the music is? We rival FM radio. We got music that could be on FM radio that's in rotation. So you send me some shit that you just kind of made and threw together. You just not starting out. You're probably going to get murked on the show. How should it be? 231, who's this? I'm going to the music. 231-578. Yo, 231.
Yo.
What up, though? Who this?
This is D-Means.
D-Means?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You send me music?
Yeah, I sent you I'm Gucci.
I'm Gucci. That's the name of you. The name of the artist was D Means?
No, the name of the artist is Slime Baller.
Oh, Slime Baller. Got you, homie.
Yeah, right. I'm his manager.
All right. Slime Baller. You up third, homie. We got you, all right? Oh, I thought
I appreciate it, Grandma.
Okay, I wrote Slime Money down, but it's Gucci? That's the name of the joint?
It's the song is called I'm Gucci, and the artist's name is Slime Baller.
Okay, Slime Baller. I'm Gucci, all right. I got you, homie. You third, all right? Stand by. Here we go. Let's get it. All right, so y'all know the rules, man. I'm going to play the songs. First up is Forbidden, and then you guys let me know, is it ill? Should it be killed? Please vote if you're on the phone lines. Please do not just sit on the phone line and don't vote. I should have plenty of people enough, people to take enough votes when I get to playing this record. All right, man, let's go, man. First up, Forbidden.
Life in the hands of a verdict with perceptions convicting. To make the world havoc, every word travels in a court of opinion, whether it's open or constricting. Far winds bring change, another fall back, but one person has a time and a reason. So like any given Sunday, anything can happen through the run of a course of a season.
No more look over your shoulders, we're here now. With no more whispers, cause you can hear it clear and loud. Watch where you're standing, cause we're about to clear some ground. Look how they're moving as we proceed to lay it down.
Oh, what you waiting for?
I'm waiting up for whispers. We're right in front of you.
You should be grinding on
me. I feel your body
moving elevated to
we are the moment
with
me.
The
night is never over.
What you waiting for?
It's out there
calling
the
phone. It's out
there calling the phone.
Throw me back into the flag.
We right there from the
phone.
We
love it
in my
own. Your line is
with your life. We love it in my own.
Rocket out the door.
Fire burning, baby, cause it's scorching hot. Zyra, animal flow, let it get off the pot. I came a long way, so give me whatever you got. We deep in this game, home, where we taking the spot. First switch, I'm pulling the switch quickly, swiftly. In and out, cash out to the cash out. Stab out this manhouse, smash out these cash count out. Knee deep in this game, ain't no way you putting this fire out.
To the show, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. You can also check out the show live at chainlessentertainment.com. That's the parent site for the show. Okay, so Forbidden. The name of that joint was called What You Waiting For? I'm gonna go to the phone lines, all right? Make sure you press the number one. Make sure you press the number one, all right? First up, 850-319, Illa Kill.
I like that one, how it started out and everything.
You like it, you leave it ill, all right?
Yeah.
All right, that's one ill. Let's see here. 850-348, ill or kill? 850-348? Okay. Maybe they don't want to vote. 856-571-4. What up, though? Hello? That's you. 856-571-40.
Yo, what's good?
What's good? What's happening, homie? Ill or kill?
Man, I like this song, but I'm about to kill it, man, because it took too long for the second verse to come in. All
right.
It took extra long. All
right. I thought that a little bit, too. But, you know. But, yeah. Oh, okay. All right, stand by. 203-5... What, Illa Kill? Hello? 203-554. Next up, 615-596, Illa Kill.
Ill.
Ill? Okay.
Yeah.
You said ill, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you liked it, okay. All right, 2-1. 2-1. Next up, 770-568. Lalo, what up, homie? Illa Kill.
Man, you know good well I ain't heard that shit, nigga. I just got on, man.
All right, stand by.
What's happening with you, though, bro?
Hey, chillin', man. Over here running this thing, man. You feel me? Shout out to Gigi.
I see you, boy. The streets is talking about you. Why?
Hey, that's the whole point of this thing, ain't it?
Hey, boy, you need to come on here, man. I got Keisha over here with me. You got Bud Light on deck. You need to come on here, man. Party with it. We on Cleveland Avenue.
Oh, you right up there on the south side. I'm going to have to holler at y'all boys when I get off the air then. I'm going to hit you up.
Ain't no question. I'm online, though.
All right, stand by.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, we looking good on the video, too, boy.
Oh, I can't wait for that to come out. That's what's up. Stand
this
by.
Weekend. This weekend. This weekend, for sure.
All right, this weekend. All right. Shout out to Glenwood Lalo. one of the nominees for Atlanta Underground Music Awards with his new mixtape hosted by K100. Okay, let me get back to the vote. Oh, 2-1 so far. 2 ills, 1 kill. Okay, next up, 615-290, ill or kill for that Forbidden joint.
Yeah, man, the track was straight, man. I ain't really dig the hook, though, man, but the verses was straight. I'm going to have to give it an ill, though. It was right.
All right, giving it an ill. That's 3-1. 231-578, ill or kill for that Forbidden joint.
I'm going to say ill. I was like my man who just said, the verses was tight. I just thought the hook was, it could have been a little stronger.
All right, but you're going to pass. You're giving it an ill, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give it an ill.
Okay. 4-1. 4-1. 803, 378, ill or kill.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an ill, but you got to work on that hook. That hook is not, I'm not feeling the hook, but I like the verses. The verses, they were killing me.
The first verse is murk. He murked the first verse.
Yeah,
that
first verse, he killed.
First verse sucked me in. The first verse made me forget how I didn't like the hook at the beginning.
Yeah.
That was my thing. I didn't like the hook, but then the first artist came on and killed it, and I was like, okay, I feel him. I'd have a hard time killing it myself too, just because of that first verse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel everybody on the hook though.
But I'm gonna give him ill because he ripped that shit. He did rip that shit. He hard.
Yeah, he snapped on it. No doubt about it. All right, one more vote. 856-571. Wait a minute. What is this? Two numbers? Or the same number? Blessed Child. Oh, he must have called me from two different numbers. Okay. That was crazy. How the hell he do that? One last vote. 229. 344. Ill or kill. I'm pretty sure you know what this vote is.
Hey, yo. I'm going to give it an L. But, yo, I'm feeling everybody what they saying, so, you know, the hooks and everything, so, you know, just trying to formulate coming out of being too serious and whatnot and and breaking it down. So, you know me, I'm from NY, so, you know, I ain't, you know, the beats and everything like that. So, you know, I manage what I get. But, you know, the more heat I get, baby, I'm telling you, I'm going to kill it. So, it's real. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm loving the K100 radio out here supporting us and, you know, to everybody else that's out there. You know what I mean? You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Shout out to my Peasy partner, you know what I mean? Feel me on that.
All right. Well, it got passed. It made it pass. So it did get ill. It got sick, though. You know, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving because I got a lot of people on the phone lines and a lot of people checking in. But it did, you know, it did ill. We took 10 votes and still would have won anyway. So what I will tell you, though, is I like that song, but I feel the people who was talking about the hook. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hook made me want to turn it off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
But the verses are solid, but the hook is what I like the beat, too, the beat, you know. Of course, it does. It sounds like it's totally not mastered. I don't know if you got that mastered or not, but that song ain't mastered. You know what I'm saying? So, did you get that mastered?
Yeah, I had got it mastered, but, you know, dude, I believe he did a half-assed job on the mastering, you know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't supposed to all the way turn out be like that. But, yo, we got the homework done now, so... We hungry right now. We already know who we working with, so we about to get it done. 2012, baby, we have.
All right, homie. Well, we'll play it on. We'll play it. Like I tell all of the artists, man, when I get songs with like questionable mixes and mastering and stuff like that don't just sound crisp, then it kind of limits your airtime here because if I'm playing songs and I know the artist, you know, I got songs that could be just on FM radio right now. We got some great music here in our catalog,
right.
And so it lets. I still play all these songs, but you know, I may not mix it in with some of the hottest shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the hottest shit is all mixed and mastered properly and everything. And then if I come out of that song and then come into a song that's with less quality, it kind of fucks up. It fucks it up. So then I kind of tend to put all those kind of songs in one little set. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
not
take from your artistic, you know, whatever. But it's just the fact that it's like a DJ in the club. If he's in a strip club and he's playing a whole bunch of booty music, ass music, bass and whatever, he can't just come in and just start talking about lollipops and kumbaya shit, you know, in the strip club. Don't work like that. So my hands are tied when it comes to artists. Even if the song gets illed, it's still a limitation on how much I can play it because I have so many songs that have been mixed, mastered properly, and I can't throw it in the mix with those, so I have to kind of slide them in where I can. That's what I tell the artists. You know what I'm saying? When they send me a song, even if it gets illed, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to get played as much as a song with better quality, or it might not get played in a great set. You know what I'm saying? You know, people be wanting their shit to be backed in, to come in behind some hot shit, but if it's the quality don't match, I can't do it. Yeah, any DJ, but a DJ will tell you the same shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So,
exactly.
Keep that in mind.
Exactly.
Keep that in mind. But since it did get ill, I will tell you this. If you go and get this same, this you can't change songs on me. With this song, what you waiting for? If you go get it, go fix your hook, get it mixed, get it remastered or whatever, send it back into me, I'll swap the file right out. And then I start playing it more if it match up, all right?
All right, no doubt. We have it done for you.
All right, stand by, man. Vote on some more songs, all right?
All right, no doubt. I'm going to be on there.
All right, show. Cool. Hey, man. First one got ill, forbidden. You know what I'm saying? The name of the joint was What You Waiting For. It passed it with more ills and kills. It was actually 6-1. It wasn't even really close. That tells you that people like, and everybody said the same thing, people like it. It's just that hook. It was like, that hook, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I feel them on that, though, you know what I'm saying? The hook to me was a detraction, but more of a detractor of the song to me was the quality of the master / mix, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sitting here listening through it through the monitor over here, and, you know, it's just, I just can tell when it's not mastered right or whatever when you're dealing with this internet radio shit. But, you know what I'm saying? Again, he can always go back, you know what I'm saying, and replace the file or whatever, and I swap it right out, and then hopefully that'll boost his playlist up, his play airtime up, all right? So right now we got Siobhan J. We're going to go ahead and get this homie crack-a-lacking right here. You know what it is. Episode 304. Illa Kill. Siobhan J. Name of this joint is called What's It Going... Oh, damn. What's It Going to Be? We had a What's It Waiting For and a What's It Going to Be. Back to back. All right. Siobhan J. What's It Going to Be? Right here, K1's in there ready, y'all, man. Y'all tell me it's Illa Kill.
And I've been thinking about you for a long time. And I just wanna keep it for a short while. Tell me what you want, I can get it now. Come hop up in the whip and ride with your boy, there be no permission slips. And I can show you things that you never seen. Field trip, trip, girl, you sexy, you edible. I just want you to know. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. I treat you like no one has ever made you feel. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. Got the body of a goddess. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. I treat you like no one has ever made you feel. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. Got the body of a goddess. Got a body like Nicki Minaj. All about that, it's all about you. A four-season trip, tell me what you wanna do. Are you in the mood? What's on your mind? I just wanna know if you feel me. I just wanna know, tell me what's it gonna be. Baby, let's roll. You're sexual, the way you walk, incredible. Baby girl, tell me what I gotta do to get close to you. Fly chicks looking Mrs. Popular. I got a black car, no limit. Get the Margo shopping, no limit. Tonight I'ma make you a star. And we gon' go it hard. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. I treat you like no one has ever made you feel. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. Got the body of a goddess, it's amazing still. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. I treat you like no one has ever made you feel. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. Got the body of a goddess, it's amazing still.
Up on I-95 in this mean section. I put my feet back and I get rested. The girl looks sexy, so she give me blessing. And after that, later on, she gonna fasten. Telling her, man, how I did it her. Telling her, man, that I wanna be in his work. Cause he got them toys, just like Tonka toys.
I'm gonna drop the face, just like I'm in joy.
Damn. Then what I'm saying is, get with me, girl. Get with me, girl. Yeah. Siobhan J. Siobhan J.
I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will. I treat you like no one has ever made you feel. I treat you right, I will. I treat you right, I will.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Welcome to the show. The last joint was Siobhan J. The name of the joint was What's It Gonna Be? We're gonna go to the phone lines and see what's popping. We'll start up here at the top. 229, Illa Kill for that Siobhan J record.
Hey, I'm gonna give him an L.
Giving him an L?
Yeah, I give your man an L, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's trying to be out there in the mainstream with everybody, so I give him an L for effort trying to get out there, but he just needs to work a little bit harder on the hook, you know, to keep it a little bit stronger. He'll be able to do a little something, though. I give him an L, though. That's true.
All right. All right, giving him an L. And y'all make sure now. You don't do the, make sure you gotta like the record to give it an L. Now, y'all make sure when y'all give a song an L, y'all like it. You can't. We don't give L's out just because they tried. You gotta really. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Number one reason why this show is popular is because everybody knows. Everybody keeps it 100. Never. That's why my reputation is solid with the circuit. Okay? It's like, yo, you really want to know what niggas think? Call K100. So make sure. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. You can. I feel free to tell why you don't like it or why you love it, but still, not just because we don't give A's for effort over here. You got to get her done. 856-571. Bless child. You're the kill.
Man, I'm killing it, man. They don't even use auto-tune in the mainstream no more. The last time you hear a rapper do that up in the game, you was auto-tune.
I live in Atlanta, Georgia, where Future does it all the fucking time. I can't escape it. And Future is, this is Atlanta. Future.
I'm talking about artists that worldwide. It don't matter where you're from. I'm talking about the things they're playing on right now.
I'm telling you, this what this nigga Future is. The auto-tune, he does auto-tune all the time, and everybody here loves him. He's, I don't know, he's hot. He's known, you know. I mean, everybody in the world may not know about him, but he's getting up there. I don't know. Maybe because I'm in Atlanta where they flood you with him at, but I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But he uses auto-tune. I'm just saying. But, okay. Duly noted. Duly noted. 231-578, Illa Kill.
I say kill it, man. It's unoriginal.
Okay. 2-1. One L, two kills.
All right.
770-568, lay low, Illa Kill.
Hey, man, I'm in the streets right now, man. I don't really think my opinion matter, so I'm going to let my big cub, Big Blue, man, tell you what he think about the song that he heard.
Okay, what he think about it?
Oh, hey, man, I don't know, man. I think it's a pretty all right little song. He used a lot of other folks' little ad-libs a little bit, though. But I like the whole little concept. I just need him to get a little bit more original and just stay down on the track.
All right, but you're going to give it an up or down vote, Illa Kill?
Kill it.
All right, 615-290, Illa Kill.
Yeah, man, like my homeboy said before, man, the track was unoriginal. But I think he used auto-tune. It's cool that you use auto-tune, but not a lot of people use it to sing no more. Like T-Pain on a lot of his tracks, he don't even use it no more. I don't use it as much. So I'm gonna have to kill it, man. I ain't really like the verses or the hook on there, man. It was like my homeboy said, it was unoriginal, man. Kill it.
Okay. All right. Good feedback. 443-928, Illa Kill.
What's going on? It's Twink. I actually caught like the last three words of the song, so I can't vote on it.
All right. But you are checking in, right? For your artist?
Yeah.
What the hell going on in the background? What the hell are cheering doing? What you doing today?
My bad. My kids are playing Rockstar.
All right. Future MC's artist back there behind you. Okay. Slime Baller's up next. Stand by. We got Doug F. You left the Slime Baller. Okay. 615-400, Illa Kill.
All right. See, man. Say kill that, man. I'm going to give some feedback, though, man. I mean, it's unoriginal, man. I mean, I comprehend songs sound the same, man. I just tell dude come with something original, man. Kill that joint.
Okay. But a couple people have said, have cited the word original in these voting. I don't know. 203-554, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm just checking in for Vesmark. Just tuning in, and I think I'm going to have to kill that.
Okay. All right, who are you checking in for?
Vesmark.
Reznak. Oh, Reznak. Okay, yeah. Oh, Reznak's already in rotation, but thanks for calling into the show, though.
Yeah,
really appreciate
okay.
it. All right,
no
that's
problem.
What's up. All right, stand by. A couple more votes. Let's see. 678. 751, Ill or Kill.
Yeah, I ain't really catch it. I was just checking in. It Big Folk.
Big Folk?
Yeah.
What up? I got some of your music?
Yeah, you should have 20 bands I sent you.
20 bands. Oh, no. Oh, Raheem. Oh, you already got a song in rotation, though, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to take that one out of rotation or whatever and just hit you with the new one.
All right. Well, since you already got the other joint, is I told you, I don't know if you was here when I changed the rules, but I changed the rules for Ill or Kill, where if you already got illed one time, I'll listen to the next joint. I just go ahead and I'll decide for myself. You ain't necessarily got to go through Ill or Kill no more. You feel me? I said that for all the artists. Once you get illed, when you're trying to send me new music and you want to swap a song out, I'll listen to it that way. You ain't got to go back through Ill or Kill, so I can make sure I get all the new people on going through Ill or Kill who never been on the show. That's cutting down everybody's wait time. You feel me? So I probably haven't checked my email for that yet. But I'll check my email for that, and then, you know what I'm saying, we'll swap it out for the other one if it's better than the other one. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Hit me up. But I ain't kicked that one, though, so I can't vote on it, man.
All right, stand by. We got about five more people in line. All right. All right. One more vote. Of course, we got to go back up here to the artist. 803-378. Ill or Kill.
Yo, it's me, Shivani J. I appreciate the comments that people said original. But there's no one out there that made a hook like that that had I'll Teach You Right, I Will. And the reason, the concept that I got it from was Usher way back from Nice and Slow. So with that right there in the situation, I mean, I respect that. And I'm not mad, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm still constantly doing my work. I'm doing shows in Japan. I'm doing shows in Atlanta. I'm doing shows everywhere. So in my hometown, too. I'm from Waterbury, South Carolina. And I take trips in Atlanta. In L.A. So I'm doing shows there.
Definitely.
People telling me. But like I said, it was just a song just to catch the females. Really a female song. It wasn't really for the guys.
Right. We had one female on the line. The one female did murk it, but we didn't have a whole bunch of females on the line really necessarily voting. But of course, you know, this is just about getting in the rotation onto the subway. I mean, trust me, I got two people on here that sent songs in, they got murked. But every time I'm in Atlanta, every time I go out to the open mics, because I judge at open mics, I be on the panel at open mics and showcases and stuff. And these two artists, every time I go see them and I'm on the panel, I'm judging, they always win the open mic and shit. But every time they sent me two songs on here and both of them got killed, it's because people don't necessarily associate the live show. They just be so, in Atlanta terminology, turned up. They be turned up every time I see them. They kill the stage, but it's one of them songs. They got the kind of music where when people hear it, they're like, man, shit is what. But when you see them perform it, it's differently. So K100 Radio is not an indictment on you as an artist at all. It's just the fact that this is radio, so this has to sound. You know, people want it to sound, and people want to get sucked into it just from listening to it. They can't visualize what your performance live in. You might be a hell of a performer. This is in no way, shape, or form an indictment on anyone's performing skills as a performer, because I know for a fact some of the best performers, I've seen two very good performers' music get repeatedly murked on my show. So this is just doesn't sound good on radio. You know what I'm saying? Basically, at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, just to set the record straight, that's not auto-tune. It's a new plug-in called Harmony, and it's my voice doing all that song. It's my voice, no auto-tune. It's my voice. So I got a new plugin now that goes by the name Harmony.
All right.
Well,
okay. All right. Well, stand by. All right. Okay. Well, that one didn't make it. Shivani J's joint got killed. I'll research this new plugin Harmony. But I gotta say it sounds like auto-tune. That's all I'm saying. But we're gonna move on. All right, 347-934-0966. Next up, we got Slime Baller. Slime Baller, the name of this joint is called I'm Gucci. After that, we got Dougie F. Euler. Remember, if you're on the phone lines and you're an artist or you represent foreign artists, you're their management, their homeboy, you a chick, you fucking them, whatever. Calling in to hear some particular shit or whatever, man, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all, when I come to your phone line, when I open up, when you're voting, make sure you be like, yo, I'm checking in for such and such, man. Let me get that up next. Once again, the music that I got is Be Unique, Ronnie Run, Young Damon, Dumbway Click, 4, Slim Vegas, Coda Flow, Duke Gutter, Colby Cordell, Pyrex, Pacino, Drummer Boy Cartel, Monsini, and Escambino. You feel me? So those are some of the songs that I got already up in here. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys are representing for any one of those artists, man, make sure you hit that number one and open up. When I come to the phone line, be like, yo, I'm representing for whatever, so I can get you guys up next. All right, man, let's go to this Slime Ball. The name of this joint is called I'm Gucci. I got to make sure I go change the name of that. Slime Ball. The name of this joint is called I'm Gucci. Right here. Okay, here we go. All right. Y'all let me know what you think, man. Is it ill?
She got her eyes on me. Cute face, big lips, think she wanna suck me. Fat ass, long hair, but she like my homie. Blowing kush, sipping Louis, and throw me Gucci. Cause I'm Gucci, we getting money on the block. I'm Gucci, you know I always keep a knot. I'm Gucci, pimps a hoe about the parking lot. Cause I'm Gucci, little mama body hot, like she got a fever. She say her sister look bad, I told her let me meet her. Two Superman's a piece, now they talking crazy. So call my dope boys through, to come beat them. Hard dick, white fluid, that's all we feed them. She call you when we done fucking, to come eat them. You good, I told her I'm Gucci and threw her three fingers. What you mean, but a head game meter. Said her baby daddy might not want a major leaguer. Wanna taste guinea hunters, tied a little Caesars. $5 pizzas, ask me do I pitch, cause I ball all season. She can see, she see me in with Caesar. Say she like my swag, but she love my demeanor. Listen to Beyonce, gotta think she a diva. Want me to wife her by designer sneakers. What she talking about, I'm Gucci, I don't need her. Lil mama in the cut, she got her eyes on me. Cute face, big lips, think she wanna suck me. Fat ass, long hair, but she like my homie. Blowing kush, sipping Louis, and throw me Gucci. Cause I'm Gucci, we getting money on the block. I'm Gucci, you know I always keep a knot. I'm Gucci, pimps a hoe about the parking lot. Cause I'm Gucci.
Yeah, yeah, I'm from the D, you see that old English. I hit the club and my gold gleaming. I look like money, so the foes scheming. Pull up in the drop, hoes screaming, yard nose bleed. I'm on the court side, next to Greg Monroe and FaceTime. I'm about this shit, I'ma make mine. Evo meet the man trying to take mine. Yo, bitch, give a nigga FaceTime. Cause a Rolex, a nigga FaceTime. Gucci wrap round the waistline. Bad bitch trying to take mine. Told her, hurry up, don't waste time. No cake time, I'ma hit it quick. She wanna be a rich nigga, bitch. Told her, get off a rich nigga dick. Dope boys, we cash out. Poor bitch with her ass out. Drop her off, then smash out. Don't trust a bitch, throw the mag out. Dope boys, we cash out. Poor bitch with her ass out. Drop her off, then smash out. Don't trust a bitch, throw the mag out.
Lil mama in the cut, she got her eyes on me. Cute face, big lips, think she wanna suck me. Fat ass, long hair, but she like my homie. Blowing kush, sipping Louis, and throw me Gucci. Cause I'm Gucci, we getting money on the block. I'm Gucci, you know I always keep a knot. I'm Gucci, pimps a hoe about the parking lot. Cause I'm Gucci.
Alright. 347-934-0966. That was Slime Baller with I'm Gucci. I gotta go change the name of that because I put it in. For some reason it says Slime Money on it, but I gotta change the name of the joint is I'm Gucci. Gotta make sure I write that down. Alright, so 347-934-0966, man. Let's go to the top of the queue. And we'll start from the top, go back down to the bottom. I alternate that. Sometimes I start at the bottom and then the top. But we'll alternate it back and forth. Let's see. 229, Illa Kill.
Hey, yo, I'm going to have to give it a kill.
Okay, give it a kill. That's one kill, 856. Bless you out, you're the kill, homie.
Man, I like the second verse, man. The second verse got me.
Yeah, at the same time,
man, it sounds too much like Plies to me. I'm about to
like
kill
what?
It. Plies.
Sounds like Plies. I hope you talk about the niggas rapping sound like Plies.
I'm talking about the hook, not the second verse.
Oh, that's what it. So okay, well, nah, I was in the second nigga really super snap, but I like the second one
killed it.
Yeah, but you giving it a kill though?
Yeah, man, the hook sounds too much like Plies, man. Like I heard it before.
Okay. Stand by. 803-378. Ill or kill.
Yo. I give it a kill.
and it sounded like crunk music from way back in 2003. It sounded like crunk music. They don't do that no more.
They do in Atlanta, Georgia, but okay.
They don't do crunk music no more.
Shitting me, they don't. Turn up! Trust me. I do the city a couple days a week. Yes, the fuck they do all the time. In Atlanta, Georgia, they do. Trust me. I do this music here. Yeah, they do.
I ain't being judgy, but I be in Atlanta, and it's a lot of hood music, and like Future, he do hood music. He do like hood music.
That's not hood music? You don't think that song just went off with hood music?
What? Which one? Talking about that right there?
Yeah, that was hood.
But it had a little crunk to it. It had like a Little John crunk. And when was the last time you heard Little John?
I beg to differ with you that it was in a Little John ram. That's more the turn up. I think it's more turn up than it is crunk, personally.
I respect that.
Yeah,
respect,
you know, we're in the age of turn up in Atlanta. Atlanta's turn up. That's what they're doing. Turn up, period, point blank. And I feel like it's leaning more towards that than crunk. I don't know. But okay, but that's three kills. Let me get to the next caller. That's three. 231-578, Illa Kill.
Well, you know, I'm on Ellet. You know, we from Michigan. That's how we do it out here.
All right. Oh, this slime right here. All right, L. All right, stand by, homie. We'll come back to you. You still got plenty of wiggle room here. We got a lot of people with their hands raised. Glenwood Lalo, what the streets telling me, man? Illa Kill.
Hey, man, the streets say we already got a Gucci.
Okay. All right. 4-1. 443, Illa Kill, Twink.
I'm an illit. I like this.
Okay. I mean, 4-2. Yeah, 4-2. 4-2. 931. Can you pull it back out? 931. 334. Illa Kill.
I think that joint kill. I'm going to rock with it.
All right. Uh-oh. 4-3. Don't call it a comeback. 615-290. Illa Kill.
Yeah, man, it's too smooth checking in for the dumb way click. I'm going to request that Tyra Banks, but I did hear the track, though. I got to give big ups to the second dude on that second verse, man. He snapped, and for that reason, I'm going to ill it. Like my homeboy manager said, J.R., man, I'm going to rock with this shit, for real. All
right. You guys check in. You guys will be after Dougie F. Buehler. So, dumb boys click. You guys, I got Dougie F. Buehler in front of you, and then you guys are next. All right, after that. All right, stand by. All right. 760-949, Illa Kill for that joint. It's a tie score right now. I love tie scores. 760-949.
I say ill. I'm actually checking in for Duke Gutta and Kobe Cordell, though. We're from Boogie Brown.
Okay, I got you guys. Okay, Kobe Cordell and Duke Gutta, both of those guys,
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
All right, stand by. I got them guys next. So Dougie F. Buehler, Dumbway Click, Kobe Cordell, Duke Gutta, all right? In that order. All
right, cool.
All right, but what you giving that song? What'd you get a song again?
Go ahead and nail it.
Okay, give it an ill. All right. 5-4. He came back. He came around the corner doing it. 615-335, Illa Kill.
That was really going ham on you.
Go ham on it. Go ham. Tell, don't go ham on it, shawty. Don't go ham on it.
Yo.
Yeah, what up?
Hey, it's KG, man. Shouts out to the Dunway clique. They head producer, man. Play that Tyra Banks next. But yeah, this song was ill, man. Shouts out to my manager, J.R. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, he came. 504-579. Illa Kill.
It's your boy, Coda Flow, man. I got this song called Yella.
Oh, Yella. Yeah. Coda Flow. Got you, homie. Did you hear that song?
I'm gonna ill it.
Alright. Man, one more, man. Hey, man. Homie can't rap back, man. 256, Illa Kill.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Ron C, man. Halo NT, don't wait, click all the way, man. I'm gonna have to ill with it, man. Hey, do it on the second verse, snap, man. I'm along with this.
I'm telling you, that second verse said it all. Alright, man. Oh, all right. Let me see. 678-751. I'll take one more vote. 678-751, Illa Kill.
Yeah, man, I'm agree with my boy Glenwood Lalo, man. We already got a Gucci, so you got to take that out. But I'm going to ill the rest of it, though, the second verse went in.
So which one you going to ill or kill?
I'm going to go ahead and ill it, but you just got to take that Gucci up out of it. I ain't feeling that part, but the rest of it, all right, I'm going to ill it. All
right. All right. And I'm Gucci. Yeah, I mean, but you know, now see, this what you know, Atlanta, you, all my A-time niggas, y'all know Gucci is a huge star now. I mean, Gucci, he made his own term. He made his own. I'm Gucci. Shit, nigga, I'm good. I'm Gucci. I'm good. I mean, I don't know, but I feel. I mean, it's Atlanta, you know. They only want one Gucci, but I like the record myself personally. I think the dude on the second one snapped. It got an L. It was losing at first and came back around the corner, man. That's why you got to. When I keep taking votes, I kept taking votes, and then shit. It's let me see, 9-4. You know what I'm saying? I went over 10, but still, even when it was a tie, it still went up to 6, so I could have stopped at 10 and still would have won. I just wanted to hear what the people thought about it. All right. But I'll go back up to the artist real quick and then see Dougie F. Euler. He's up next. Real quick, Slime Baller.
Yo, this is D Means checking in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, okay, D Means, my bad. But
that's my artist though.
Right, yeah. Well, they feeling it. I get as you can tell some of the Atlanta people is like, yeah, we got Gucci man. Other than that, though, you feel me? I think people liked that person on the second verse, whoever that was, pretty much. I think I heard about 3 votes just because of that verse. You know what I'm saying? So, myself, just giving my own personal feedback. My vote doesn't count, but I think the person on the second verse, they really went in too. But as a song, I think the record is good. So, congratulations.
We appreciate that love, man.
All right, man. You guys make sure the artists, because I don't know if they're any other artists. If you're an artist and you got ill tonight, especially if you get ill, at K100_radio, you need to go to Twitter and say, I got ill. That way I can put you on my list on the show. So then when I play your song, I can mention you in the tweet, and then you can retweet it out to your people when your song is in rotation, when it's getting played on the subway. So if you get ill tonight, make sure you at mention me and be like, Blizzard, we in here. Show, what up? Shouts out, we got ill. Say some shit so I know it's you. No, without, because I got so many followers and stuff, sometimes I miss it. All right, so make sure you hit the at K100_radio, and then I can put you on my little list of everybody that's been ill. If you go over there and look at my list on K100 radio, it says they've been on K100 radio. That's all the people who got ill. That's all the people who've been in rotation. Some of the music people who came on the show, like promoters, you know, A&Rs and stuff like that. Got a lot of people, so you know, go check that list out. You might want to follow everybody on that list, because they're a good artist for the most part, or they're connected to the industry some kind of way. Maybe other radio people or whatever. Just check their list out. All right. So, next up. Dougie F. Euler. The name of this joint is called Million Dollar Mission. Dougie F. Euler got killed a couple weeks back. But he's back. You know what I'm saying? And his representative is on the phone line. They want to get his thing another try. I always encourage people, if you get killed, come right back. I got a couple of people in rotation right now that got killed the first time and came right back. And now they're right back on in rotation now. So don't give up, man. You feel me? Everybody it might just be that particular one song. You may have a banger, but maybe you just picked the wrong song. You know what I mean? So right now, Dougie F. Euler, Million Dollar Mansion right here on K1's Internet Radio. You guys tell me what you think. This is Illa Kill.
The cocaine bubbles, the weed's green. Niggas said don't talk me about everything. The four wings, the mumbo. Yeah, they share hood tales like Columbo. We on our combo, number 6 shit. Working for combos, stuff chip shit. I can chip shit, slice or die. Before a deuce up, I'll slice your pie. I'll cut your cake, I'll carve your bird. That's literal. My word, no game, no gimmicks, no goon, no remnant. LBF told me they want a coke king, a nigga who knows everything but knows nothing. So with that said, get your bread up. Between these white grams, middle-aged white women with nice hands, dang. I'm on a million-dollar mission, count is my tradition. I think I need some inhibition, waiting on the chicken. I kill it, cut it, cook it, you see what I've been whipping. It, drive it, crash it. You see what I've been whipping on a million dollar mission. Count is my tradition. I think I need some inhibition. Waiting on the chicken. I kill it, cut it, cook it. You see what I've been whipping? I cop it, drive it, crash it. You see what I've been whipping? I was hesitant. Like speak on. We speak deaf. Do these songs. That's wrong. But what?
what's right. Besides the blood's hand on the Bible, lying life. That's trice to you though. You don't hold weight, so that's true though. I feel so out of place, but at this pace, I'm so fucking great. I'm on a $1 million mission. Count is my tradition. I think I need some intervention. Waiting on the chicken. I kill it, cut it, cook it. You see what I've been whipping? I cop it, drive it, crash it. You see what I've been whipping on a $1 million mission. Count is my tradition. I think I need some intervention. Waiting on the chicken. I kill it, cut it, cook it. You see what I've been whipping? I cop it, drive it, crash it. You see what I've been whipping? My grind good. My deck clear. I need a bad bitch. And a cold beer. Two J's. Hopefully, hey. Not five J's. A Reggie Miller day. Sound plain. That's good. We not boosting shit. Y'all good. This my hood. Dark days, bright nights. Wrong or right. So shy, so tripe. That's life. I'm on a $1 million mission. Count is my tradition. I kill it, cut it.
That's Dougie F. Bueller. You know, we don't play the whole songs here on the Illa Kill, you know. Two verses or 3 minutes, whichever one's come first, whichever one. All right, so we back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, 347-934-0966. That was Dougie F. Bueller. Next up, we got Dumbway Click, Colby Cardell, Duke, Coda Flow, Duke Gutter, Coda Flow. In that order, you know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let's go ahead and take these phone calls. I started at the bottom this time. Let me know what you think about that Dougie F. Bueller million dollar mission. All right, right here. 504-579, Illa Kill.
I'm gonna air that shit. I mean, it sound good, like the hook and all. It sound good. It's nice. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, Ill. He said, like, I ain't gonna lie, it sound nice. Like, he didn't want to say it sound nice, but I guess it sound nice. 931-334,
Illa Kill. I say kill it.
All right. Say kill it. 615-290, Illa Kill.
Yeah, man, I got to give a shout-out to him, man. I mean, he did come back. You know, he did get killed last week and came back. Honestly, man, I mean, that wasn't it. You know what I'm saying? You got to come with something harder than that, especially if you're coming back after getting killed. Nice song, just wasn't what it, you know.
And right.
You start talking about a $1 million mission. I'm looking for something harder than that. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to kill it, though, man.
Okay. True that. 615-977. Illa Kill. 615.
Man, I'm going to kill it.
Okay. Kill it. 615 deep in here. I anticipate someone's going to have a very easy ill in a minute. 443, Illa Kill.
I'm an illit.
Of course you are. 3-2. 615-335, Illa Kill. 615-335.
Yo.
What up, though? Illa Kill.
Man, kill that shit.
He always happy. Motherfucker, he be laughing like, ha ha, die, nigga, die.
Man, I'm trying to hear that dumb way.
y'all up next, man. Wow. All right. Yo, lay low, man. What is she telling you, man? You a kill.
Hey, man, the streets say kill it.
All right. 231, Illa Kill. 231, Illa Kill.
Oh, ill that joint.
Illing it? Okay. 5-3,
803, Illa Kill. Yo, I'm an illit. And that song right there is going to catch everybody. It's not just, I like that song. I hope you got a video that I can look at it on YouTube. But honestly, that song going to catch everybody. From the white people to the black people to anybody. I like that song. I'm feeling that one. All
right. 5-4. Bless Child, Illa Kill.
Man, I'm going to say this, man. It took him balls to make a song like that. Actually, I like it, man. Like the dude said, man, it's going to catch on. Some song got to grow on you.
That one, God Share Dance, got to grow on me. But, you look here, you giving it an L?
Yeah, I'm giving it an L, man. I kind of like that.
You never know, but we got five up. Next call will determine it, and we'll move on. 229, Illa Kill. 229, kill a kill.
Hey, yo, I'm going to have to kill it.
Ah. 6-5. Why you didn't like it? You just didn't like it?
Well, I was just saying, man, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like the syncopation was a little clamorous. I mean, I feel where he was trying to go with it, but it just didn't mesh overall. I mean, maybe it'll grow on you, but it just didn't have that first impression, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. All right. I think I totally agree with what you're saying. I understood what somebody's saying because I listened to it. And when I'm listening to it, I'm like, you know, this would be one of them songs that all of a sudden just take off like a, you know what I'm saying, like a, you know, I don't want to really compare him to nobody, but, you know, just one of them songs that you be listening to and you're like, I wasn't feeling it myself. But then when the person said, you know, that's one of them songs that might just take off. You know what? I've seen some songs take off in the past couple of years where I'm just like, really? And so at this point, I'm never surprised about what could take off. So just listening to that record, the way it's kind of, you know, fun. He's having fun, sounds like, a little bit with it. It's kind of lighthearted. I can understand why people kind of sort of might start liking it. You know what I'm saying? They might start like, oh, yeah, that's my, I don't know. But maybe, but 6-5. Yeah, 6-5, whatever. All right, next up. I do feel like it could probably, it, you know, when you sit back and listen to it and think about it, you just listen to it, and you're like, yeah, it could, you know what I'm saying? Because like the person said, it's going to get white people and, you know what I'm saying, young people and stuff like that. Maybe so, but you know what I mean. I want to remind everybody, this next one probably going to be a runaway. You should have your people call into the show, be on the line and support you. That would really help out. I'm just saying. I allow people to stack the deck on the show. I tell people, man, have your people call in, man, and represent for you. And what happens? You know what I'm saying? You get killed by one. You had your people on the line, might have made it. Maybe if the artist was on the line. Next up. Dumbway Click. The amount of people on my line gonna cut in half probably after I play this. They probably gonna all leave after the song over. Just like niggas, man. Come eat all the food and go home. Dumbway Click, right here on K1 Internet Radio, man. Is it ill or kill? Name of the joint? Tyra Banks. It's better sound like money.
Bow. Whoa. Uh-oh. We go. Hello, we yeah. Yeah. Tyra Banks, bang, Tyra Banks, couple bad model bitches walking around the plane, trying to grab your attention while we face to face. Take it to my plane, bang it down, 808. Me pissing Tyra Banks, what? Tyra Banks, Tyra Banks, what's a Tyra Banks? I'm trying to grab. Yeah, okay. I got a model chick.
What up?
Red one. Super thick.
Okay.
Damn. Been so low. Cause I'm so low. I'm a shred.
What?
With a shred of bitch.
Yes.
Shit top model.
Yes.
With a main switch.
What?
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks.
Can't keep her mind. Gotta see.
What?
I'm front flipping that pitch dog. Now I'ma need some scuba clothes. Been going ham, no sandwiches. Ask for your hood, this magic shit.
Yeah.
Big bands and bricks with a bad badge. I cut her up with no bandages. I get it now. I ain't trying to wait. Deep, but still trying to hate.
Yeah.
My bank account, a read the bank. And my main feel like Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks, yeah, yeah, that's Tyra Banks. Red or black wolf, I'ma call her and see what Tyra thinks.
Hey, Tyra Banks.
Bang,
trying to grab your attention while we face to face. Take it to my plane, bang it down, 808. Me, Tyra Banks,
whoa,
Tyra Banks,
yeah,
Tyra Banks,
whoa,
Tyra Banks, trying to grab your attention.
equal expenses. She got an attitude and on my attitude a party girl. Say she heard about hooking, I'm a star inside a party girl. Independent on her business and the mama got straight. Smell like melons make me wanna nosedive straight.
Pussy say she independent, maniac say talk bang. What she thinking, I'm just trying to get her off in the paint. Yeah, right, and I always love her. She got a head like Dr. King. It don't matter if I do pull her, I'ma show the mama some nice freaky baby. Walk around like a major queen. Hold down, think I see a few. It's several bucks. Baby girl on the stick, you can bring your whole crew. On the jump straight, hard brew. I ain't trying to be here alone. I'm trying to take it to my crib, bang it down. 808, yup, to the early morn.
Hey, Tyra, bang. Bang, power bang, couple bad models, beautiful walking around the play. Tryna grab your attention while we face to face. Take it to my place, bang it down. Hey, hey, Miss Tyra Bang. Whoa.
Alright. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. We'll go ahead and probably start at the top this time. I started the bottom last time, so I started at the top this time. Let me know what you think. Name of that joint is Tyra Banks, spelled with a Z at the end, not an F. Dumbway Click. Let's get it. Start at the top. 856. Bless Child. Illa Kill.
I'm going to kill it, man, because I couldn't really understand it, man. Only word I understand was Tyra Banks.
Okay. That's one kill. 803-378, Illa Kill.
Yo, I'm ill at. I'm ill. That's a club bang. That's a club bang.
All right, 1-1. 2-3-1, Illa Kill.
Ill at, man. The hook was crazy.
All right, ill. Lalo, what the streets telling me? Illa Kill.
Hey, boy, the streets say they like it. They say go on in.
All right. Twink, Illa Kill.
I'm an Illa. I mean, it sounds like the Get Silly junk that was out, and I like that, so by default.
Okay. 4-1. 4-1. Let's see, yeah, 4-1. And the 615. 615-335, Illa Kill.
Yo, yo.
What up, though?
Man, you already know it's a kill. Nigga, I produced that shit. Damn, play. Let's go, Dumbway Click.
913-334, Illa Kill.
Yay, chiming in. CEO, Halo Entertainment, repping that Dumbway Click. You know I got an Illa.
Illa. All right. Another 913-334, Illa Kill.
Ill that.
Ill that. 615-977, Illa Kill.
Man, this is boy Manny F, man, checking in with the dumb way click, man. You know I got to air that one there. Yes, sir.
615-290, Illa Kill.
Do it. Dumb way click all the way.
Ill. 580-245. Ruby Candy, where you been?
Sick.
You hear that song?
Yeah, I'm an Illa. It's a Texas jammer.
Okay, club. Texas. Club.
Yeah.
Okay, club. 256-658, Illa Kill.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Roxy, Halo NC, repping Dumbway, man. I'm going to have to ill that joint.
Ill that. 256-931. Calling from everywhere. It's another 93. What's up with 334, though? 931-334, another one. The one I have.
Yeah,
this is
Maniac Mother, and I want to know that you could be sold, sell that shit.
Yeah.
All right. Ill, right?
Yes.
Last one, 864-357, Illa Kill. What up, though? Yo, 864.
Yeah.
What up, though? Illa Kill.
Man, I'm going to hear that one, man. That's probably one of the better ones I done heard. All
right. Who this is?
It's YP.
Who this
Friday,
is?
Young Prodigy. I'll stick some trash in, too.
What's your name again?
Young Prodigy.
Young Prodigy. Hold on. Let me see. Young. Oh, I got Young Damon. I don't see Young Prodigy. What was the name of it? Was it under Young Prodigy?
Yeah. It's, I got It's coming from my Yahoo. I got Can't Stop Me About That.
Can't Stop Me About That. I'm gonna have to look that up. I don't see, you know, I don't see a young prodigy on the list at all. So was that the name or the artist? You gave your name?
That's artist name. The email is different though.
Okay. I'm gonna have to look
that up. Yeah, I'm gonna hear that track though.
All right, that's what's up. All right, stand by. So, of course, Dunway Click, who pretty much had the lines on lock, they're going to the subway. And, of course, just in case you didn't know, the subway. Yeah, the subway, that's the all-indie music ride out, the underground ride out here with K1 Internet Radio. That's what the whole point of Illa Kill is. People are sending their music in to see if they can get a ride on the subway. They got to pay a toll, though. You got to pay a toll. And the toll is you got to get more ills than kills. And once you get more ills than kills, then you paid your toll to take a ride with us here at K1 Internet Radio on the subway. All right? So shouts out to Dunway Click for making it. Shouts out to Slime Baller. You feel me? He also made it. And Forbidden. Those are the people who got ill so far on the show. Those guys will be put into rotation. You know what I'm saying? Mashed up with some other great artists. I'm telling you, you might want to listen to some of those Subway episodes and really see what kind of music you're being mashed up with. You know what I mean? Because I feel like K100 has some of the most banging independent music, you know what I'm saying, around. That's because we pride ourselves in being a national show. We even got artists from the UK. We got two artists from the UK that's in rotation right now. So we got listeners all the way over in the UK. So it's not just America. You know, we got artists whose music, they sent us their music from the UK. And now they got people tuning in, and then the word is spreading over there. So I be getting hit up with people from Europe, you know what I'm saying, that's listening to the show, because this is internet radio. That's the beautiful thing about it. It gets heard all over the world, not just in your city, you know what I'm saying? And so we looking for artists who, you know what I'm saying, got an international flow. You dig? Okay, next up. Colby Cordell. Name of this joint is Lights Down Low. Oh damn! I hope this is R&B, man. I've been getting some R&B in lately, and the R&B lately I've been getting is good, but it's been far in between. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting mostly rap. You know what I mean? Not that guy. I love hip hop. I am hip hop. You understand? I be wanting to have a lot of R&B too. You know what I'm saying? So I can have the banging R&B and hip hop. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to the show, we spin them both. You know what I mean? We spin them both. You know what I'm saying? All right. So Colby Cordell. Name of this joint is Lights Down Low. Let me know what you think right here on K1 in their radio. Is it ill or should it be killed?
I ain't trying to beg, but I've been working all day, baby. What you got in mind for dinner? Cause I want something different. Damn, baby, that smell right. Girl, that shit tastes so right. I'm glad that it's not too dry. Give me a napkin or a towel, cause you made it kinda messy. Body's out of sweaty. The noise you're making sounds so sweet. You're biting your lips because I'm in
deep. That ended right at 3 minutes and 10 seconds. It caught me off guard. All right. Most of them go like 4 minutes. So I can come time it right back and cut it right at 3 minutes. Anyway, 347-934-0966, man. That's the number to dial to the show. That joint was Colby Cordell, and it was R&B. But we have to go to the phone lines and see if the people feel it. 347-934-0966. Let me go ahead and see what the people think about on the show. Bless Child, it'll kill for that joint.
I'm a ill it, man. His vocals, he did kill it, man. It caught me off guard. I wasn't feeling it in the beginning, but his vocals saved him, man. Dude got talent.
Okay. He can definitely sing. He can definitely sing. You know what I mean? I think my only complaint would be the mixing of it. You know what I'm saying? It didn't come through as crisp as I would like, but as far as his what the notes he was hitting, he hit some incredible notes on that shit. I can't take that from him. 803-378, Illa Kill.
Yo, I hope he can dance, but I ill it. That dude, he can sing. He can sing. I would listen to it. He can sing.
Right, me too. I was listening to it like this nigga hit some. He in some notes that's way up there. You know, some of them motherfuckers. I like, yeah. Them up there notes he hit. You know what I'm saying? All right, another ill. Let's see. Ruby Candy, ill or kill?
I didn't really too much like you said the mixing part. I didn't really too much like the mixing, but he hit that shit. I do a lap dance off of it. Damn right.
Ew. 229, Illa Kill.
Hey, I'm going to give it an L. You know, he hit some high notes on that, so I ain't going to hate. So, you know, I'm going to give it an L.
Okay. 256, 658, Illa Kill.
Yeah, dude did his thing, man. I like to L that joint, man.
All right. 615-596, Illa Kill. 615-596,
Illa Kill. Oh, Illa, my bad.
All right, Ill. Let's see, 504-579, Illa Kill.
Man, Ill that shit, son got talent, definitely.
All right. Let's see, one more. I'm going to take one more. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's pretty much a wrap. That's 7. He's already got enough. But we'll do another one. 864-357, Illa Kill. 864-357. All right. 347-327. What's he going on? 347-327. Hello? Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. 7 out of 10 is more than enough. It doesn't matter. He's ill. Woo! Man. I like getting other R&B, man. I'm trying to balance it out because, you know, I got 10 times as much hip-hop in the playlist. But shouts out to Colby Cordell. Name of that joint. What was that name of that joint? Lights Down Low. All right. Next up. Duke Gutter. I'm anticipating we going back to the hip hop with this one. Duke Gutter. Name of this joint is Love. Hold on. Oh, Love in the Way. I don't know. This might be another R&B joint. Duke Gutter? Nah, not with a name like Duke Gutter. It's gotta be rap. His name is Duke Gutter. Love in the Way. Right here, K1's Internet Radio, man. Y'all tell me what y'all think. Is it ill or kill? Here we go.
ButterBeatOrs.com. Come on and we were away, picking up.
Live like this my last. Hustle ruthless. Winning in my path, I can't fuck with losers. Caught up in my past, now I don't trust the future. Trying to reach the whole world, living in a loser. Lovers wall, kill them all, so I just fix my sutures. Put up in a different class, don't be stupid. It'll get real fast when I'm gon' trust the truth. Playing hard shit is wrong when your ass stuck with a nose clip. Red is on my pad, mad at you. Broken nails for a nigga, I ain't even have no shooter. So when you really love something, it'll seem mad and loose. Everybody around hate, that's exclusive. I ain't waiting around on faith, that be clueless. Read it on my face, at the moment. Finish my long race, I just have to do this. And make sure everybody know I'm me, don't have to prove it.
Duke Gutter. Coda Flow is next. The name of the joint is called Yella. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We'll take the votes on this joint. Once again, Duke Gutter. The name of that joint was Love in the Way. Bless out. It'll kill.
Man, kill that, man. I ain't know what the hell was that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. 803-378, Illa Kill.
Hey, you need to go back to his engineer and tell him he wants his money back. Kill it.
I will say that is a very questionable mix. I like that anthemish big sound that it could possibly have, you know what I'm saying? It could be a big sounding anthemish kind of record, you know what I'm saying? You know, where it's real just dun, 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 dun. You know, it's just, I love tracks like that, but I don't know. Something got lost in the sauce in the mix. Ruby Candy, Illa Kill.
That's the most acid-on-ass music I've ever heard. Delete that shit out your computer and kill it.
Hey, it's okay. That harsh. Jeez. Ruby Candy. 229-33344.
Hey, yo, I got my strap out. Kill that for real.
Okay. Ooh, it's not looking good for this joint. Same camp, though, ironically. 615-596, Illa Kill. 615-596.
Oh, sorry, Illa.
You said Illa?
Yeah.
Okay. 504-579. I'ma
kill that shit, man. He sound like Ace Hood too much.
Ace Hood? That, I didn't even. You think he sounds like Ace Hood?
Like his vocals a little bit, like his flow, like his style, like his word choice and shit.
Okay, Ace Hood. Okay, but you, all right. I don't know about Ace Hood though. I don't know. I wasn't hearing Ace Hood in it, but okay. I don't know. Ace Hood. I just think that the record is, I don't know. could have been a lot better had it been mixed better. I felt like the engineering of that record kind of ultimately causes you not to like it because I feel the beat was done. I don't know, because I don't know. I just feel like that beat could be hard, you know, and he wasn't like a whack rapper. It was just, I don't know. It didn't gel altogether. 864-357.
Oh, man. Kill that shit. I don't know about his hood. God, man, just man, kill that right there. Kill that.
All right. All right. That's 7-1 anyway. All right. So that one didn't make it either. So, but actually, we only had, how many kills did we have tonight? We had that one. All right. And we had that one. We only had 3 kills tonight. We got 3 kills and 1, 2, 3, 4. We got more L's than kills tonight. We got 4 L's and 3 kills, which normally, if you really listen to the history of the show, more people get killed than more often than, you know what I'm saying, than people get ill. You know, so we always have more kills because we are dealing with people in the underground and independent market, and they may not have perfected their craft per se. They may not be able to afford the best studio. They may not even have access to a studio in their city. I've had an artist tell me, yo, he sent me music in and people killed it on the mix. He's like, yo, he was somewhere from Kentucky. And he was like, yo, the nearest studio that even has like Pro 2 HD or whatever is like 150 miles away. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, no one here has Pro 2 HD. He's like, everybody is really booming into my city. They fucking with the inbox and that's about it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I've never even seen it inside of a big studio like that. And he was from a small place in Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? And I felt him because I grew up, I'm from Panama City, Florida. You know what I'm saying? I'm born and raised in Panama City, Florida. I love the 850. I rep it till I die. You know what I'm saying? But I remember now it's different because now software and hardware and stuff is getting a lot cheaper. But I remember when I was growing up, there wasn't a studio in our city that really was a real studio that was recording hip-hop music, period, point blank at all. I remember the first time I came to visit Atlanta, which made me want to move here, I went and I came and visited a friend, and he took me to, like, he did music. And within a week, I was here for a week, he took me to, like, 6 different studios. I had never seen a studio. I had seen what I thought was a studio, and then he took me to what really was a studio. This was in the mid-90s. You know what I'm saying? I was real young. It was mid-90s. But I thought with my homeboy then was to have some little bullshit back then, a little hard disk, little Tascam hard disk recorder, and we thought that was state-of-the-art hot shit. Which it was really technically for digital recording back then. This was before the Pro Tools era. But then he came up here and took me to places, and they had big-ass ADAT machines and, you know, big SSL consoles and shit. And I was like, oh, that's why it don't sound the same. So I feel for some of the artists who called the show because they may be in remote. Because, you know, with K1 Internet Radio, all you need to submit music is an email address. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got to understand that I'm living in Atlanta, and a lot of these artists, there's a fucking studio on every block. You can throw a fucking rock and hit a rapper in Atlanta, Georgia, or a singer, and you can jog to the studio from anywhere. That's how much music runs this fucking place, trust me. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't live here, you don't understand. But when you're here, you understand this is what people do. Music is everywhere here. And so I feel for the people who from the small towns who simply don't have the access, and it probably cost them way more money to get one song done than it would you, because there is no competition. So that one studio in the city may charge niggas $100-something, and they may sound like shit, but they're still the best in town. Whereas here, you got Patchwork and Doppler and major million-dollar studios, and then you got some of the smaller places that are great, and you can still get your shit coming out crisp. Master houses all over the city, everything, man. So information, everything. So I just kind of feel for some of the artists, man, who calling in and sending shit in from the small places, man. You know, soft place in my heart. But, you know, you still got to do your research, and you still got to listen. Does it sound remotely good? Then you take it to the drawing board. Do what you have to do to get it sounding correct. That's my little bit of tidbit of my little break, my little spew I'll do for today. All right, next up. Coda Flow, name of this joint is called Yellow. And I got I got some other music right now. After this one, this is the last artist that checked in. I hope you people stay on the phone lines. Because I got some songs that I've been wanting to play, but I always have people who check in, and I never get a chance. I always run out of time. But I got some songs I want y'all to hear myself. I'm trying to get Ill to Kill and get in the rotation. These artists, I just like the records, but the artists are not, they can't call in for various reasons, but I think they got good music, but I don't. Rules are rules, all right? People who call and check in first get played first. That's how it is over here. Coda Flow, name of this joint is called Yella. You guys let me know right now on K1 Gen Radio. Is it Ill or should it be Killed? As you can tell, I'm stalling until I find it. Oh, there it is. All right, run that.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Too cocky for me.
Okay. All right, fine. Everything's yellow. That's the whole point of the song. Whereas if you had Young Joe, everything super fruity, multicolored.
Right.
Hey, what, Illa Kill? 864-357.
Yo, man, I'm a command the editing and the effects and the swagger on it, but I just ain't feeling that track.
Okay. I was wondering when somebody was going to mention the high pitch yalla, 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 yalla. If I was him, I would have did it. I would have screwed it down, up and down. Like, I'd have been like, yalla, 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 yalla. You feel me? Like, I would have bounced around with it. You know what I'm saying? I know what he was trying to do. But he should have just took, you know what I'm saying, and then flipped it even more. You feel me? Like, if you're going to pitch something up or down, you need to play with it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That kind of gave that chipmunk. That was cool, but not all the way through it. Like, chipmunk it, and then I guess you screw it back down or whatever. You know, and then chop it up, I guess. I don't know, but okay, anyway, that's good. I'm just giving my opinion about it. That's all I'm saying. Just giving my opinion. You know what I mean? 229, Illa Kill.
I'm about to go ahead and kill that one.
All right. Yalla, yalla, yalla. 615-596, Illa Kill.
Kill it. I'm sorry, kill it. My bad, kill it.
Kill
that joint.
Okay.
Terrible.
All right. 504-579, Illa Kill.
Man, kill that shit.
No yellow? Orange, baby? Orange?
Yeah,
no. No one's feeling it. Okay. 347-327, Illa Kill. Hello? They don't ever want to talk. They just want to call and listen. 1, 2, 3. Well, everybody's falling off on me, but still, that's a resounding kill. Still 7-1. Still 7-1. Still wouldn't have been able to make it anyway. Still 7-1. So sorry, Coda Flow, homie. All right, finally, for the first time, I don't know what's going on, but for the first time in weeks, I got about 20 minutes to pick some songs, and the artist is not on the line. All these artists that just sent music in to me right then, and they're not here. You should have called it. Because I got some songs that I wanted to get Ill to Kill or whatever, like, that's been up here for about a month, and I never get a chance to because it's always the lines have been jammed up with people who are on the line waiting for their shit to get played, and I have to play their shit first. But I want to get this one joint because I met this person personally when I went down and judged the contest down in South Florida recently. And I saw him do this joint, you feel me? And I was like, yo, I want to get that joint, you know what I'm saying, send it for my show. He sent it in, but he never called in, you feel me? He sent it in. I didn't get his contact information, and someone sent it in, some chick, like, that was his manager or whatever. She was standing right there. She's like, he was like, yo, you got my joint. Your email to this dude right here. What's your email? And he's like, he's running around like he's hustling, and he's like, I don't know if he's got maybe one foot in the game and then 1 foot, you know, in the music. But I liked the record when he did it, though, you know what I'm saying? So, but I haven't heard from the artist since. And I don't normally like to play stuff like that because, like, what's the point? They're not on Twitter, obviously, or nothing, showing love back to the show. But I still want to see what y'all think about it. So, if y'all ill to kill it, I'll still probably play it anyway just because I was feeling the performance. Then again, we don't know how the song is going to go over. This is Larceny. The name of this joint is called Money.
Wordplay, I'm running for the gate. Like a nigga on his birthday, I'm coming for the cake. Understand that the spam, I'm gunning for the face. Other than that, hit him in the stomach or the waist. For the cake, I'm a grind, no mistake, I'm a ride. A nigga trying mine, it's gonna be a homicide. Yeah, but on the other hand, I have a nigga mama-tied. If he ain't show up with the cake, I bet his mama died. So work it out, nigga biceps, triceps, all about my Benjamin. Ice Cube, Mike Epps, see a nigga frontin'. Ice Jules, nice chest. Best believe that's the one I'm gonna try next. Cause where I'm from, they take your jewels, strip you down in your boxes and take your shoes. Ooh, be your ass by the corner store naked. So if you don't give me that bread, I'm gonna take it. Slow money better than no money, I want it. Whole money better than blow money, I'm on it. Show money better than draw money, I'm on it. But show money, give me that dough money, I want it. Slow money better than no money, I want it. Whole money better than blow money, I'm on it. Show money better than draw money, I'm on it. But show money, give me that dough money, I want it.
People up on the lines, we'll see what's popping. Bless Child, what you like? You like that Illa Kill?
Man, look, man, it took me back to my old days, man. I wanted to throw a mask on and go get a nigga, you feel me? God forgive me, man, because I don't live that way no more, man. But that's how it had me feeling, man. I'm an Illa.
All right. 803-378, Illa Kill.
All I say, whoever that person is, you need to set his audition with Rock Nation. That shit is. That shit is.
All right. Right. 864-357, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm proud of G, man. I'm feeling that one. I'm going to hear that one. That's that old school. I can fuck with that. Right. All right. All day.
You said you see me a join in, but I don't see it, Young Prodigy. I went and looked in one of the breaks. When did you send that?
I sent it to K100 Radio at Gmail.
But when did you send it, though? How long has it been?
I sent one of them at 8:15, and I forwarded it at 9:21.
Okay, hold on. Young Prodigy. Somebody over in the studio rapping.
yeah, we in the booth now, man. You know, I got a booth in the crib, man.
Hey, me too, man. I'm in my
It's sounding crisp out of here, though, man. It's sounding crisp. I done got cold at this interview. Yeah, we in the booth right now with it, man. I'm just tuning in, trying to see what's going on with this. But I like that track.
All right, that's what's up. I see your joint, Can't Stop Me, right here. You feel me?
Yeah, either play that one or the Doubt That. Two different flavors.
Which one is that's why I tell everybody to send me the one they really want. Is the
Doubt That, man. I'm going to go with Doubt That, man. Play Doubt That.
You know what I mean? Hold on, let me. I don't really do this, but I don't really upload while I'm on the show. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, make a little exception for the small man trying to make
man,
it big.
You know, you've been online the whole time voting and stuff, man. So, you know, when people do that, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, man, you know. Hold on a second. I'm trying to download it right now. All right, but, okay, I got it now. Now I got to get ready to upload it. But, yeah, that Larceny joint, I really like that record. Hold on a second, real quick.
Yeah.
Hold on. 229-3344, Illa Kill.
You don't have to tell me ill that one, you know what I'm saying? It got like a little Fat Joe with a little island kind of thing with a little voice thing going on with it. But it's all right, though. I'm going to have to go ahead with the ill. All
right. I really wish that song, I really wish that song had gotten like it's a decent mix, but it's a good mix on it because I can hear what he's saying, but it plays real low. So I wish that he would have got that shit mastered better or if it got mastered at all because what mastering does, and I'll say this for some of the people who may not, you know, we have people all the time listening to the show who don't necessarily know the technical side of you know what I'm saying, how to go about why music sounds a certain way, you know what I'm saying? And what I would tell people is when it comes to mastering, some people like to skip master. Some people like, oh, if I just put a compressor on it, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, turn it up real loud and put a limiter on it, then I'm good. That's good enough for you to ride around with you and your homeboys and get a feel of is y'all fucking with that song, let your people listen to it or whatever. But when you send this shit in to radio, when you're giving it to a DJ or whatever, mastering is what and I'm not talking about your homeboy mastering it with WaveLab. I'm talking about really sending it to a master house. Mastering is what really is going to make that shit, is going to bring it over the top. It's going to bring it can make a good mix sound even better. You know what I'm saying? You know, now what mastering will do is make a real bad, it'll expose a real bad mix also. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, your levels, is it really loud enough? You know what I'm saying? Is it distorted? Will it come through distorted or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like some of the stuff we heard tonight, it had bad mixes on it. The mastering didn't do that. It was just a bad mix. Like that stuff we heard with the vocals was real. That's in the mix. But mastering, what mastering does is let it play loud without distortion. So like with the Larceny joint, when I first had the volume down, I played it and it was, you can hear it, but it was low. I tried to turn it up and it distorted. You feel what I'm saying? That's a mastering. It's like it got mixed good, but the mastering on it was not on point per se. But it was good enough for, you know, for me to, you know, be able to mix in here and there with some of the other songs. Like I said, I mix in records where the quality isn't as good. I may do two of those and then I back out just because I don't want to. When people listen to my podcast or whatever, I can't just have a whole bunch of unprofessionally mixed and mastered shit and call myself a reputable station. So, yes, I do play the songs with the poor mixes and not good master jobs. But just to be honest with you, I'm not going to risk my listenership and all that just to say, yeah, I kept it 100 because he did play my – I will play it, but I'm not going to play it as much as the song. When I play that shit just come through crisp, clean, big. You can hear every word. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sacrifice my minutes, my airtime. I'll play it, but it won't be as much as I play another song. And your song may be better, but it's just the recording of it that's whack. And so now, you know, I got to play a song that's maybe not as good or maybe just as good as a little bit better mix. You know what I'm saying? Can you tell I was trying to kill some time until Young Prodigy's song uploaded? I'm just saying. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. So the Larceny joint got ill. You know what I'm saying? The Larceny joint got ill. What the fuck just happened to my whole switchboard? Holy shit. Oh, okay, here it is. All right. So the Larceny joint got ill. We're going to go ahead and run this joint that the homie Young Prodigy got. It's called Bout That. You feel me? It's called Bout That. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and run this joint. Let me see. Where's the Young Prodigy? All right, Bout That right here. All right, here we go. We got it now. All right, so y'all let me know what y'all think about this Young Prodigy, man. This will be the last one of the night. Illa Kill for Young Prodigy. You know what I'm saying? About that. Y'all let me know. Give me the votes.
IBYP, keep it moving like a running man. Better catch me a body if they try to rob me with no gun in hand. Funny man, aka dummy man. That chop spread, I'm hot, let him give him all a burning fan. Roll it up, light it up, burning man. My niggas say, damn it, man. Cause we too high and we too hot. I need another feeling thing. I ain't trying to come down again. Hoes just love my excellence. We too fucked, we can't be friends. I'm just up on my
my mind in the real streets. Put it all on the line, it's some real G's. Anytime I'm a grind while I burn big time. I'ma take your feet, believing that I can't be cheap. But you can never do me. I am proof of better, never settle. Like a rebel, so heavy metal in my pedal. Stay push to the max, be blind to the back, but I'm getting to the racks. I'm
don't think it's funny when niggas is by day pay. They'll jack me dummy and they don't find to the lady. Say fuck the hater, crunch them like a gator. Just so you know, I keep no bitches at my table. Don't think it's funny when niggas is by day pay. They'll jack me dummy and they won't find to the lady. Say fuck the hater, crunch them like a gator. Just so you know, I keep no bitches at my table.
I jumped out the coupe, roof open, rolled a cushion. We smoking, run up on me, slug, get your head and make an explosion. Rappers faking, they know it. Say they speak money fluent. Claiming they bustin', well, nigga, why you ain't shooting? These rappers fake, they ain't really about street. Talk about guns, ain't about heat. Pump these face if you doubt me, bitch, I kill profoundly. Ain't nobody realer than the king. If you think you a killer, I burn you like Skrilla. Murder scene, murder your whole click in the morning, call it early. Be in that bitch like surgery, getting brain like a nerd. Would be you heard of me, hotter than a clip, nigga, third degree. You won't get no sales on my block unless you serving me. I'm certainly one of the greatest bound to make it. Fuck, patiently waiting, the game is mine for the taking. This bitch is mine, I'm a rapist. She can't escape it. I'm a house rap. Rappers nigga face. Nigga face.
Don't think it's funny when niggas is by they pay. They'll jack me dummy and they won't find it later. Say fuck the hater, crunch them like a gator. Just so you know I see no bitches at my table. Don't think it's funny when niggas is by they pay. They'll jack me dummy and they won't find it later. Say fuck the hater, crush
them
like a
gator.
Just so you know I
can't
get bitches at my table.
Okay, I'm hella
blazed. Alright, that was the last one of the night. That was Young Prodigy. About that. Alright. 347-934-0966. We're gonna take a couple of votes on this one. Let's see what's popping. Let's see now. What'd I do with my pen? All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Hold on a second. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. Bless y'all. Ill or kill on that joint?
I'm a ill it, man, but I'm going to say two things. One, lower down the beat. So the beat is like it's drowning it out. Two, change your name, man. Too many prodigies out there right now, dog. Get some original.
Yeah, Young Prodigy. I'm sick of anything Young and Lil in front. Period. My whole take on anything Young and Lil. Period. I would just stay away from the words Young and Lil. Any Young Lil and Big. Don't put Young Lil and Big in the front of your fucking rap name after 2000. Really, this should have been in effect around 2000. Seriously. Here he is a decade later, and niggas just won't listen. 803, ill or kill?
Yo, I'm an ill it, but the person on the second verse, sound like he was reading the paper. It sound like he was reading the paper.
No liveliness in that artist in the second verse. Almost made me
want to turn. No live. It was like he was just.
Second verse.
I would have been like, hey, do that again, bro.
Second verse, go back and do that
go
shit.
Back and do it again. I'm a good song.
Second verse got to go. Second verse has to go back and do that over. Period.
Yeah, sound like he's reading it.
Period. I'll let them resend that song again if he goes back and send that, fix that damn. Yeah. Totally feel what you're saying about that. Person on the second verse is just they didn't come. It sounds like they just mumbling. So they got it. The person on the second verse has to. I would definitely make everything. I like everything else about it, but the second verse. That second verse, though, got to make that guy go back in there and turn up. Like they say here. Turn up, Shawty. Turn up! That's Atlanta talk. 229, Illa Kill.
Hey, I'm going to get that one to L, but you know what I'm saying, on that second verse, you know, like everybody else, you know, just go back and tweak that up, you know, it'll be all right.
Yeah. You got to go re, you got to re-rap that. You can't tweak that. You got to go re-rap that verse. I don't know what you got to do. Just keep him away from the lean, and then I don't know if y'all need to go in there after nigga just got his paycheck. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. He, this nigga just sound like he's just half asleep on that track. He's got to go turn up. He's got to turn up. Because the other person, because not, and if that's his style, that's cool, but then it does, it just totally doesn't match that song, and it doesn't match the first person rapping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's the thing about it. 615, Illa Kill.
Kill it.
Uh-oh. She said kill it. Huh. All right.
Yep.
All right. Why you ain't like it?
Because that second verse, well, he got me sleeping.
The second verse guy just needs to just, you know what I'm saying, you know. Second verse guy, man, just go go redo the second verse and you'll have you something, man. You know what I mean? I feel blessed, child, what he said about the name, though. It was like Prodigy's, it's already a well-known Prodigy. Mm-hmm. And then Young, so it's like you got 1,001 young, it's a zillion young, little, and big, whatever. Just pick anything after that. You know what I'm saying? Just young, little, and big. Young, little, and big. Little whatever, big whatever, young whatever. Just stop. Stop! Just cut it out, people. Just cut it out. All right? You gotta stop. It's gotta be a cutoff point for it all. It has to be a cutoff point for it all. 864.
It does just sound cool, but then it just totally doesn't match that song, and it doesn't match the first person. You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening
to y'all. Listening to me. It's hilarious. Hey, man, I'm in the booth with the dude on the second verse, man. You got a motivator. You mad now.
Tell him what I said.
Nah, he ain't tripping, man. We gonna get it right, though. All of this stuff ain't even released yet.
Yeah. So, well, wait a minute. If it's not released yet, why you sending it to radio? Why you sending it to radio?
Man, I'm just pulling it out there so I can get some feedback on it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Because the mixtape don't drop till July, so you know what I'm saying? It's about that time I start, you know, getting feedback for some of these songs I've been producing. You know, I want to hold on to everything and then put it all out. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well, I think I will say that I like the record itself, for the, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I think feedback given was on point. The second verse needs to be redone over. And of course, what some of the criticism about the name.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the honesty, man. That's all helping me. I mean, a good artist is going to take that and, you know what I'm saying, use it and mold it to be better. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the honesty with this.
Right, right. Thanks for submitting something. But it did. What's your vote, Illa Kill? What's your vote?
Was my vote on my own thing?
Yeah, what's your vote? It counts.
Man, come on.
Well, there you have it. He gets
ill. We're going to get it right, though. All of this stuff ain't even released.
All right, I'm out of here because I keep hearing the radio. Back.
Why you sending it to radio?
All right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you call into a radio show, make sure you turn down the radio in the back, please, and thank you. Not just mine, every radio show in the country, in the world, FM or internet. It's just a little something. It's called feedback. It's a delay. It takes about 30 seconds to get there, then to get back here. You know, it's not instantaneous, then I can hear all the shit going on in the background. Anyway. So, shouts out to Young Prodigy. Shouts out to Kobe Cordell. Shouts out to Slime Baller. Shouts out to Forbidden. Shouts out to Dumbway Click. That's everybody who got ill tonight. This has been K1's. And Larceny. I finally can play the Larceny record on the air now on Subway because I finally got votes on it. That's such a pain in the ass sometimes. And that's not even the only one. I got some good-ass music that I just got sitting here, and I never get a chance to get it voted on. It's not my fault. It's the artist's fault, man. At the end of the day, if you're an artist, like, why would you not call in? Why would you not make sure? I know you can read. Hopefully, I sent you the email back. I know it's not a problem because we have all these other artists who do it with no issue. So if you find an issue with the way I run this show, then you're just stupid. Period. Because, like, you can't tell me it's not working or it's too difficult or it's just too much when I got all these other people who are willing to do it who are trying to get heard. And you're not a star yet. Let me remind you. And don't get it twisted. I will play the song because I like it, but don't get it twisted. It'll never get played as much as people who retweeting and on, you know. I'll say this and I'm go. One last thing. This is for everybody listening to the podcast or whatever. Okay, and I'm going to get ready to go out of here. I'm already 1 minute over. The point is this, man. This is internet radio. Okay, I don't really, not that I don't respect artists who out here on their grind in the streets or whatever, but this is internet radio. Our grind is the internet. This is what we do over here. We're internet radio. If you don't really give a fuck about Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of shit and whatever, A, if you're an independent artist, you're retarded and you lose. And B, you don't really have much use for us here at K100. If you never be on Twitter, if you're not interested in Twitter, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we playing artists for free. The whole thing, our whole thing here is we're going to get this exposure. We're going to get this machine up and running. We want to be a force to be working with. And then we can make money off sponsorship and other kind of ways. You know what I'm saying? Sponsoring it, getting sponsorship and other kind of things that we got going on to put money in the pocket and generate income for the show. But we make it easy for the artists to get on the show so we can have the good artists, the grinders, and some hot music without making it too difficult. You know, you take money out of the equation. A lot of people don't mind sending it in, but you're not just going to send some shit in to K100 and radio, and you be like, man, I ain't with all the internet shit, man. Like, well, nigga, what the fuck do we have for you? Seriously, like, why would I keep playing your shit? That's 3 minutes of airtime I could have gave to somebody who tweeting constantly all the time. K100, nigga, they the shit. Fuck with them. Nigga, fuck with them. K100, yeah, us. Yeah, over here, us. Yes, I want you to tweet us. Yes, I want you to tell people about us. Because the bigger this show gets and the more listeners that we have and the more power we get, the better it is for the artist. You see, if you're already on the show and you're in rotation and you've already been illed, the more people that start listening to the show, the bigger it gets and the more people hear your music in turn. That's for the slow motherfuckers. K100 Radio, I'm out.